During his weekly news conference at City Hall, Pensacola Mayor Grover Robinson was asked about the investigation of Gates' alleged relationship with at least one teenage girl, among other allegations, and how the case could throw a wrench into Pensacola's dealings with the federal government.
There were a lot of questions I've been asked about Matt Gates. I hadn't been asked that one yet. Obviously, Matt was very significantly influential with the last administration, so some of those things have changed in this administration. We've worked with him on some of the things that we've been trying to initiate. We don't always agree with Matt, but that's typical of everything.
Gates has not been charged with any crime, and the mayor is taking a wait-and-see posture as the case unfolds.
I think probably the more significant issue happened at the change of administration. I think that was where probably Matt had significantly better influence with the prior administration than the current one, but we'll certainly go from there.
Meanwhile, the business of government, local, state, and federal continues. Robinson says they're checking to see when he and other city officials can get back up to Washington.
We really do have several agencies we'd like to talk with about some different things and initiatives that we're working with. Hopefully by the end of the summer, obviously with it being on pretty much shut down, can't really go to Tallahassee. It's hard to see people over there, so it has been an interesting last 12 months.
City government, says Robinson, will keep plugging away on the various projects that are under the federal funding umbrella. He believes with the change to the Biden administration, they're doing relatively well with getting emergency funding in the pandemic and elsewhere.
We didn't get all the funding we asked for, so we are a little bit deficient in some of our facilities. So we have that planned. We have some other plans. We obviously made it very clear. We've been talking about homeless. You'll see we have some money designated for that when we bring it to council.
Unlike money provided by the Federal CARES Act, this next round of funding can help municipalities coping with the loss of local revenues due to the coronavirus.
In some ways, we've done fairly well, but there are other places in sort of niche revenues, even local option sales tax, where we were down and project down for the next couple of years. So we will be able to use some of that to recapture shortfalls that we thought we would have had. We hope to have that as soon as we sort of have a game plan as to what we're going to get that to council.
To that end, the mayor said they've been thinking about and driving plans that they want to do. 1 week after Grover Robinson announced he will not seek a second term as mayor, one of the $64 questions about his political future is, if Matt Gates resigns or is removed from office, would he consider a run for that House seat?
It's one of those things that it's come up before, and it just hadn't been what I wanted to do. I think I'll try to be very clear. I feel very passionate about local politics and what happens here locally in Pensacola and Escambia County in Northwest Florida. I feel like I've made a difference in those areas, and those are the areas where I really wanted to participate.
If Gates remains in office for the 2022 election cycle, he has at least one primary challenger at this point. Greg Merk, who finished third in last August Republican primary with 9.5% of the vote, filed last week for another challenge of Gates, who collected 81% of the vote en route to the GOP nomination. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.